I look back on this whole experience. I think about many of the kids that I placed at Booker T. Washington were gay. Not because they were gay, because I certainly didn't know about that, but because they were looking for some other place. They were looking for an alternative. They were seeking a different kind of experience from traditional schools, and they were holding hope that this might be the place. So, as I look back, many of our gay and lesbian kids migrated to Booker T because it was more open, accepting, and not as judgmental. It was an interesting dynamic.
But did their sexuality come forward?
No. Didn't.
So you don't know.
I don't really know, but as I talk to the gay kids who attended Booker T, as I now talk to them in this particular time, they will say it was much more open, it was safe, we weren't being called names, we weren't being judged for how we looked or who we were or perceived to be gay.
Because there were obvious signs and other kids knew that they're gay, but it was more accepted.
Right. It wasn't a big deal. You were a great football player or a good student or an artist or whatever. That's what kids were interested in. It was not about whether you were black or white or gay or straight or Muslim or fundamentalist or Christian or Jew. It's a very interesting environment that promoted this acceptance.
Then as you were organizing PFLAG, you were drawing support from other parents who came forward, and so they helped you as much as you helped them.
We had a tremendous chapter. We really did. We had one of the largest chapters in the country.
How big would it have been?
We had about 160 members.
And there were parents and friends.
Right. Right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. People would be astounded that this was happening. And so I organized chapters in Norman and Oklahoma City and all across this region. I really then became regional director and organized chapters in Colorado and New Mexico and Texas and Kansas and Missouri and even one in Omaha, Nebraska.
The way the community saw this issue then and the way this community sees it now, would you compare that?
Well, I think what has happened is gay and lesbian issues have become accepted as part of our culture. We are much more knowledgeable about sexual orientation and what causes our sexuality. Although we have not pinpointed whether it's hormonal or genetics, you can turn on television and children hear the words lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. Religious communities have chosen to become open and affirming of gays and lesbians. The culture has changed. But we also have families who will not accept their gay kids. I just did the PFLAG support group last night, and we have a family who has disowned their daughter, has thrown her out because of their religious beliefs. So, you know, we still have that dynamic. That is still there. There is still hate. But as a community and as a nation, we're moving to be more inclusive of gays and lesbians, recognizing that this is not a choice. These are human beings. They are Americans, and they have a right and a privilege to all of the rights and privileges that we all enjoy as Americans.
And yet to show, as far as we have come, Brandon Patrick in October of 2009 was beaten and stabbed right here in Tulsa.
That's correct. Hate crimes are still prevalent. But what we do have now is we have national legislation that includes sexual orientation. Unfortunately, the state legislature was never, ever going to include sexual orientation in the hate crimes legislation in the state of Oklahoma. But federal law supersedes state law. And so the federal hate crimes legislation is in place, and Oklahoma must respond to it.
You're referring to the Matthew Shepard Act?
Yes.
And officially the James Byrd Jr. Hate Crimes Prevention
Correct.
Act.
That's right.
Matthew Shepard
was a young gay teenager that was murdered in Wyoming, in Laramie, Wyoming.
Tortured and murdered. And then James Byrd
was the African-American that was drugged behind the car in a community in Texas.
And decapitated in Jasper, Texas in 1998. So that federal act now protects.
Absolutely. So that
and
means
punishes in that regard.
Correct. Right? And that means that then if there's a hate crime in Tulsa, and if the Tulsa Police Department feel that they need to have assistance from the federal level, they can access that. There's nothing to prevent that from happening. If the crime, as they perceived it, was based on sexual orientation, or anything else for that matter, race, ethnicity, whatever.
And as you described it in 1985, yet in June of this year, 2010, our Tulsa City Council voted to add sexual orientation to the employee non-discrimination policy. And this protects all city employees from discrimination based on their sexual orientation.
Correct.
So we have come a ways. It's taken us a long time. But
that vote was a culmination of 15 years of work. We have worked diligently with the city council. So I applaud G.T. Bynum, a Republican, who took the leadership. He participated in a forum at PFLAG and OKEQ, Oklahoma's for Equality, where he was asked the question whether or not he would support the inclusion of sexual orientation in the non-discrimination, and he was appalled that it was not there. And he made a commitment to the members who participated in that forum that he would take the leadership, and he did exactly what he said he would do. As you all know, I'm sure you know that he's Mayor LaFortune's grandson, and so I think that it's another generation of incredible leadership